is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Five soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia were injured today in a shooting. A suspect is in custody. CBS's Anna Schechter has been following developments.
There's a community hospital within the base. Two of those soldiers unfortunately needed a trauma care, and so they had to be driven by ambulance to a trauma center in Savannah, Georgia. They arrived around 1:30 p.m. We don't know their status. I imagine their families have all been notified, all know, but we have not heard exactly what the status is of the victims is.
Fort Stewart was under lockdown for a time. It's home to thousands of soldiers assigned to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. President Trump imposed some steep new tariffs on India today for buying Russian oil. It came as his envoy was holding talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
Steve Witkoff arrived in Moscow with the message that Trump is getting tougher on the customers for Russian energy exports. He may have had a message as to whether President Trump is considering putting tariffs on China in light of its purchases of Russian oil. And at the same time, Witkoff is also likely discussed the opportunities for Russia if it ends the war in Ukraine as it pertains to reopening U.S. investment in Russia and reinvigorating U.S. trade with Russia, which is almost only a sixth of what it was before the war in Ukraine broke out.
A senior administration official says the Russians are eager to continue engaging with the U.S. ICE is hiring new agents, and it's eliminating its age cap, as Michael Wallace reports.
Until now, you had to be under 40 to become a deportation officer. ICE is also lowering its minimum age from 21 to 18, as it looks to hire another 10,000 officers. It's offering signing bonuses of up to $50,000 and student loan forgiveness, all paid for with $30 billion allocated to ICE recruitment and the Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Japan is marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima. 140,000 people were killed. Survivor Masako Wada is warning of increasing nuclear tensions all these decades later.
Nuclear weapons cannot coexist with human beings. Nuclear weapons were made by humans and used by humans. So it is also up to the humans to abolish them.
Leaders from a record 120 countries and territories gathered at the city's Peace Memorial Park to honor the victims. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Now we can complain about the heat. The air quality advisory after 8 straight days has come to an end for now. There will still be areas of smoke, but the DNR says we're clearing out. Highs later in the week will approach 90. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine firefighters say they're fed up with the city's ongoing refusal to negotiate a new contract. In a statement put out yesterday, the Racine Firefighters Local 321 said the city is forcing them into court again. They've been without a contract since January of 2021, and they're worried that the city's stance is endangering their health coverage. Racine's Common Council convenes at 6 in the Racine Public Library Community Room tonight, moved from City Hall due to those ongoing elevator repairs. The agenda includes a request from Woodman's for a liquor license, and there will be talks about leasing space for a zoo expansion. You can go deeper on that agenda at RacineCountyEye.com. Sturtevant's Police Department has about a dozen full-time officers, but a proposal to disband it could leave the village without any local officers. Village officials are talking about budget savings. The police union worries that it'll reduce street presence and community ties. Union leaders will discuss the issue on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning. Starting today, drivers in northern Racine County face a week-long road closure on 31 between Johnson Avenue and 4 Mile. They're doing sewer work. The closure will last through next week with a detour directing traffic along 38 and G. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
What's it, meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
As Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny with patchy wildfire smoke starting to thin. Highs today scrape the low 80s, clouds increase. And by tomorrow, warm and muggy, highs in the mid 80s, with showers and thunderstorms sparking up midday. Then we turn hot and humid, temperatures nearing 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Timeless Ants, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What's the one household chore we seem to argue the most about? Dishes. A study asked those who own dishwashers about what dishwashing habits make them tick, from arguments on who should load and empty the dishwasher, leaving dishes in the sink to soak, pre-rinsing dishes before loading the washer, and even the dreaded habit of leaving dishes in the sink. households see an average of 18 dish-based agreements per month.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. I live on an apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Like a unit.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Todd Rundgren, and hello, it's me. I think every time I hear Todd Rundgren, I think about that time in high school that we got free tickets to see Todd Rundgren in Utopia, and all the smell of weed in the air at that concert. Oh boy. All right, listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to have with him Kevin McDougal from 5K Events. They're going to be talking about Racine's upcoming events and festivals. That's the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., Championship Golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
That goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, that goes sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea on WRJN. Since childhood, Bobby Darin was plagued with a heart condition caused by rheumatic fever. The threat of an early death pushed him to pursue his dream of becoming a legend by the age of 25. As it turned out, he passed away on December 20th, 1973, at the age of 37.
thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can get the week's biggest stories, local business features, and updates straight into your inbox. Sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. All right, off we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Now we can complain about the heat. The air quality advisory after eight straight days has come to an end for now. There will still be areas of smoke, but the DNR says we're clearing out. Highs later in the week will approach 90. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine firefighters say they're fed up with the city's ongoing refusal to negotiate a new contract. In a statement put out yesterday, the Racine Firefighters Local 321 said the city is forcing them into court again. They've been without a contract since January of 2021, and they're worried that the city's stance is endangering their health coverage. The union says they promise to keep pushing until they get a fair outcome. The library is hosting the council again. Racine's Common Council convenes at 6 in the Racine Public Library Community Room tonight, moved from City Hall due to those ongoing elevator repairs. The agenda includes a request from Woodman's for a liquor license, and there will be talks about leasing space for a zoo expansion. You can go deeper on that agenda at RacineCountyEye.com. Milwaukee now has a state-of-the-art center focused solely on cancer research. The Medical College of Wisconsin held a grand opening this week on a new $150 million Center for Cancer Discovery. The building allows for more than 300 researchers to work in one place for the first time. According to a statement, it'll boost collaboration and innovation. The facility also includes a biotech incubator to help develop new cancer treatments. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny with patchy wildfire smoke starting to thin. Highs today scrape the low 80s. Clouds increase. And by tomorrow, warm and muggy. Highs in the mid 80s. With showers and thunderstorms sparking up midday. Then we turn hot and humid. Temperatures nearing 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
Just the radio. Don't you remember you told me you loved me?
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. So let me ask you, elevator chit-chat, yes or no?
No.
No. You don't like to talk to people in elevators?
If, you know, just niceties like hi or something like that.
Good morning.
I don't think there is enough time to have an elevator conversation, except if you're going up to the tallest building.
And, I think the extent of my elevator chit-chat is going to the first floor.
Or punching all the buttons and seeing how ticked off people get.
Yeah, like Elf.
I know. I love that part.
66% of people agree with you. They do not want to chat in an elevator.
You don't need to talk to anybody because they're doing something. They're going to the same place you are, or in a sense, on the same floor, possibly. And right. I just don't.
I think it depends on the situation. If, you know, it's... If a family comes in and they look like they're going to the beach, you know, you might say something like, you look like you're going to go have fun or something. But
exactly.
But, you know, if it's two teenage girls, I'm definitely not going to chat with them. creepy guy.
Good for you, creepy guy.
All right. There's my friend Robin who joins me from time to time on WRJN.
Hey, Paula. Since you went away, now I spend my time.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. If you don't have time for a full countdown, tune in Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Wisconsin State Fair going on right now, and right now you can go to our website at WRJN.com and check out You're the Judge. That's our weekly poll question, and this week's question has to do with the Wisconsin State Fair. It says, what is your favorite State Fair attraction? Go answer it right now at WRJN.com. You're the Judge is brought to you by Hogg Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Lee's Deli, voted best ever seen year after year. Bite into bold subs like The Godfather, The Hen House, or today's mouthwatering special, The Reuben and Fries. It's not just lunch. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that hit the spot every time. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice-cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
4115. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, It's My Job, a poem for the everyday worker. We'll share that with you coming up on WRJN.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Five soldiers were injured today in a shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The suspect, who was apprehended, an Army sergeant, General John Lobus.
The shooting occurred at the soldier's place of work. It did involve his co-workers. We're still not certain about the motivations, but again, he's been interviewed by Army investigators, and we believe we'll gain more information here shortly.
The five injured soldiers are in stable condition. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, held talks in Moscow today with Russian President Putin. President Trump called the meeting highly productive. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The reason that talks seem to be heating up